Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Milena Pepe of the Tenuta Cavalier Pepe Winery, whose Tauasi DOCG Riserva La Loggia del Cavalieri Vintage 2013 scored 98 points at Five Star Wines The Book 2020, which of course also includes Wine Without Walls. The Tauasi DOCG Riserva La Loggia del Cavalieri 2013 vintage was awarded the Best Red Wine, or the Miglior Vino Rosso 2020. The judges described the entry as follows: deep ruby, multi-layered nose of precise dark fruit with bramble, black cherry, blueberry sticking out, along with sweet spices, lovely full-bodied mouthfeel, with great balance between the high acidity and the ripe and fine-grained tannins. The oak is still present, so this wine needs more aging. Long, velvety aftertaste, beautiful. Many congratulations to them. Okay, so the first question, where is your winery located?
Yes, so my name is Milena Pepe, and my family owned the winery, the family Pepe. My winery is in province of Avellino, in the Irpinia area, 3 kilometers from Tauasi. So in the DOCG Tauasi, in the red area of Aglianico grape variety.
Okay, and so you're in the Campania region.
And we are in the Campania region, yes, around 70 kilometers from Naples.
Okay, so can you tell us the story of the winery? When was it founded, and who founded it, and how did you become involved?
So I arrived in 2005 in the winery, but it's a winery who already exists thanks to my grandmother, my grandfather, and my father. So we have the vineyards, and my father, who is in Belgium since he was 19. So he's born in Italy. He has 9 brother and sister, and is the only one who live in Belgium because he met my mother in Belgium when he was young. And he stayed in Belgium and began to work in the restaurant. So today he's still a restaurateur. But he invests all his time also in Italy to create an activity near his family, near Luogosano Tauasi. His family is here, and I'm living here since 15 years. And so he developed with the family the vineyards. So increase the area to plant, restructure, rebuild the vineyards. And when I arrived in 2005, after my study in viticulture and enology in France, I arrived in Italy and I begin to vinificate our grapes variety. So our autochthones grape variety, Fiano, Greco, Falanghina, Coda di Volpe, and Aglianico. So it's a family business. I'm the one who manage from the winery, from the vineyards to the commercial. But my father is the one who invests and has the idea, who create the winery. And I try to do my best to continue because it's a passion. It's really nice to do our production and try to do qualities in the authenticity. Each wine has its own identity, but in the identity of the territory, but in the quality. So also for the aging, I really pay attention. So it's not only about I have a good territory, because we are really in a good territory with good weather, good soils, but also we have to take care of the aging, for example, for the Tauasi. There is study and respect of the vineyards and the wine and how to work in the winery.
That really comes through in the wine.
Yes, if you can come, I will do a vertical maybe of the wine La Loggia del Cavaliere, perché Vinitaly always appreciate this wine. And for me, it was a big surprise to receive the best award of this year for the red, the best red of Italy for you, because you always appreciate this wine. And it was grateful for me and for my father. So thank you very much, because it was a hard time, and to receive this positive way for me was really, really nice. And thank you very much.
So when you're making your wine, are you using and aging the wine? Are you fermenting in stainless steel and aging in oak, or is it all stainless steel? How does it work?
Well, we have several wines, so it depends. We have seven whites, mainly made from four autochthone grape variety, and we do 100% of each grape variety for the white. So we have the foxtail, La Coda di Volpe, that I do 100%. And here I have only one stainless steel vat. I have no aging in wood for the Coda di Volpe. Then I have two Fiano di Avellino, two Greco di Tufo, and two Irpinia Falanghina DOC. And we have the stainless steel vat version. And we have also the aging one who have fermentation in barrels. For the Fiano di Avellino and Greco di Tufo, Brancato and Grancare, we aging in... We fermented in French oak barrels and then aging for 6 months. Instead, Irpinia Falanghina DOC is fermented and aging in French oak wood, but the big barrels of 3,000 liters. So I have both wine, because we have different products for different moments of matching and drinking the wine. For the white. For the red, I have five reds. Two are blend with grapes variety most smooth, like Merlot. And three are 100% of Aglianico. And those are wines who come later on the market. 2015 Irpinia Campi Taurasini DOC. And then we have our two Taurasi, Taurasi Opera Mia 2013, and La Loggia del Cavaliere Taurasi Reserve 2013. They are all Aglianico 100%, but they are wine who come later on the market, have a fermentation in stainless steel, and after aging in French oak barrels, little and then big one, and also an aging in cement. So, and then also in bottle. We come on the market around 7 years before selling our Taurasi.
Yeah, and just a reminder that the Taurasi Riserva La Loggia del Cavalieri, the 2013, was voted, was won the best red wine or miglior vino rosso at Five Star Wines, the book 2020. And you got 97 points for that. And I remember tasting that, because I obviously tasted it a couple of times during the judging, and fantastic wine, really well done to you and to your family. Excellent, really, really well put together, fantastic wine.
Thank you very much.
I just had to mention that. In terms of sales, where are your biggest market? How big is the Italian market, and then how big are your export markets?
It's around 45% are in abroad, and 55% in Italy. So I'm not so whole winery, but I try to present my wine. And today we are more than 30 countries. We export in more than 30 countries. Irpinia means not really known as Tuscany to the main public, but it's an area really known for a person who are more known in the wine sector.
Mm-hmm. So if we come and visit you in Irpinia, that part of Avellino province, what attractions are there in terms of tourist attractions?
Well, mainly we are the main attraction, because since the beginning, I open the winery on Saturday and Sunday. So from Monday to Sunday, you can come. I'm there, but I have also person who study viticulture and oenology who are with me and make the wine tour. So make the presentation and the tour in the vineyards. And we have a vineyard of more than 100 years old. So we have the walk in the vineyards and the olive trees. We have the importance to see the winery because aging is really important for Taurasi. So also to see how we care about the wine during the years. And then you can have the wine tasting in the winery or have lunch in the restaurant upstairs, and you see all the panorama of the Irpinia because it's in the top of a hill and you see all the panorama. You can also may and stay and sleep in our area. We are 3 kilometers from Taurasi. So you have Taurasi to visit, his castle, the centrum. Then we have also the Parc Archeologico, the Mirabelle Clana, where we also have vineyards there. It's also a really nice park to see. We have here good food. It's really calm area, but beautiful, healthy place to stay for a few days. Then if you stay more, you can move because the coast is really near. You can be in Salerno, Naples in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just going back to your comments about your trainees and also the oak aging, one thing that the judges were impressed by your wine was the fact that the wood and the fruit were very, very clean and clear. Sometimes from the south, you can have wines that maybe don't always have that clarity. And in your case, it was really, really, really well done. And it really stood out and it showed the best of your particular region. There's nothing worse than having a wine that is just a bit blurred and a bit muddy due to bad oaking. Just to let you know, my brother-in-law is from Irpinia. He's from Avellino, so I'm being very soft today. So final question. What is a traditional dish from your region that would pair especially well with your Taurasi?
Well, I thought about a lot of dishes, but for the Taurasi, you have all the meat. The lamb is really good with La Loggia del Cavaliere. And also, we have 2 main important cheese in our area. One is made of cow and one is made of sheep. The name are Caciocavallo, Podolico. And the other one is Carmaciano, where 2 cheese who may age for more 6 months and then you can age it more. They are cheese who really can match with our Taurasi. And then we have our meat here, the lamb is really good.
Well, thank you for coming on the Italian Wine Podcast and speaking to us today to celebrate your success at 5-Star Wine.
Thank you to you.
Yeah, you made a great advert for the region, and the care and love that you gave that wine and also the technical excellence really, really came through. So well done to you. Well done to your team. Well done to all those foreign students that are coming and learning from you. That's really important that you're transmitting some of what you know that's going to have a wider audience than just Italy. So well done on all fronts. And we look forward to that vertical tasting in Verona. Milena, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Take care.
Ciao, Milena.
Un bacio. Grazie.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.